Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindhu reaffirmed India's strength and valor of its armed forces. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to table Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament today. Beating retreat ceremony marking culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. Last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar to be performed at full state honours at Baramati this morning. Election Commission asks West Bengal government to withdraw transfer of IAS officers engaged as electoral roll observers. And in men's cricket, India suffered 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 International at Vishakhapatnam. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindhu reaffirmed India's strength and the valour of its armed forces and demonstrated the advancement of indigenous weapons. Addressing annual NCC PM rally in New Delhi, he said in modern warfare, battles are not just restricted to borders or use of tanks or guns, but they're also being fought in codes and clouds, referring to cyber and information warfare.
Operation Sindhu ne Bharat ke samarthya ko, hamari sena ke shaurya ko ek baar phir se sthapit kiya hai. Operation Sindhu ne ye bhi dikhaya ki hamare swadeshi hathiyar kitne advanced aur high-tech hai. Aaj kal ke aadhunik yudh mein yuva kaushal ki bhumika bahut badh gayi hai. Ab yudh sirf seema par tank, banduk aur golon tak simit nahi raha hai. Aaj ladai kai morchon par ladi jati hai.
Mr. Modi underlined the contributions of the NCC cadets during Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor ke samay rashtriya suraksha se judi us mahatvapurna ghadi mein hamare NCC cadets ne apne zimmedariyan bakhubi sambhali hain. Kisne hamari senaon ki taiyariyon mein sahyog diya, kisne blood donation camp lagaye, kisne first aid camps ke madhyam se seva ki. Aapne yeh dikha diya ki NCC mein parade ground ki training ke saath hi nation first ke vichar pravah ki bhi training hoti hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the chief executive officers of the global energy sectors at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi yesterday as part of the ongoing India Energy Week. Highlighting India's robust economic momentum, the Prime Minister said that India is advancing rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy and will play a decisive role in the global energy demand-supply balance. The high-level roundtable saw participation from 27 CEOs and senior corporate dignitaries representing leading global and Indian energy companies and institutions. India and the European Union have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen strategic cooperation in next-generation digital technologies, including 6G telecommunications, with a focus on security, trust, and resilient global supply chains. The Ministry of Communications informed that the commitment was reflected in the leader's statement issued during the visit of European Commission's President Ursula von der Leyen and the EU College of Commissioners to India. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament today. The document is prepared by the Finance Ministry's Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Economic Survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on Sunday. The first phase of the budget session will be held until the 13th of next month. The second phase will take place from 9th of March to 2nd of April. There will be 30 sittings during the budget session. In Kerala, the state budget for the next financial year will be presented in the Legislative Assembly today. Even though the term of the present government comes to an end in May this year, Finance Minister K.N. Balagopal will be presenting a complete budget for the next financial year. Beating retreat ceremony marking the culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations will be held today at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. We have more from our correspondent.
This year, in the Beating Retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the band from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Forces. The ceremony will commence with the masked band's Kadam Kadam Badhaija, followed by the melodious tunes by the pipes and drums band such as Atulya Bharat, Veer Sainik, Mili Juli, Nritya Sarita, Maruni and Jhelam. The CAPF bands will play Vijay Bharat, Hathrohi, Jai Ho and Veer Sipahi. The band of the Indian Air Force will play Brave Warrior, Twilight, Alert and Flying Star, while the Indian Navy band will play Namaste, Sagar Bhavan, Matribhumi, Tejasvi and Jaya Bharati. It will be followed by the Indian Army band, which will play Vijay Bharat, Arambh Hai Prachand Hai, Ay Vatan, Anand Mat, Sugamya Bharat and Sitare Hind. The masked bands will then play the tunes Bharat Ki Shaan Vande Matram and Drummer's Call. The event will come to a close with the ever popular tune of Sare Jahan Se Acha to be played by the Bugglers. With Rishu Jaiswal, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akash News,
the results of the best marching contingents and the best tableau of the Republic Day Parade 2026 have been announced. Among the three services, Indian Navy has been adjudged as the best marching contingent, while the Delhi Police won the award among the Central Armed Police Forces and other auxiliary forces. In the States and Union Territories category, Maharashtra claimed the first place for its tableau Ganeshotsav, a symbol of Atmanirbharta. Jammu and Kashmir stood second for handicrafts and folk dances of Jammu and Kashmir, followed by Kerala in the third place for water metro and 100% digital literacy, Atmanirbhar Kerala for Atmanirbhar Bharat. Among the central ministries and departments, the Ministry of Culture won for its tableau Vande Mataram, the soul cry of a nation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. The last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar will be performed with full state honours at Vidya Pratishthan ground in Baramati at 11 a.m. today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is expected to attend the funeral. Our correspondent has the details.
Thousands of people have gathered at Vidya Pratishthan to pay their final respects to Nationalist Congress Party Chief Ajit Pawar, whose mortal remains have been kept there ahead of the funeral. Ajit Pawar died yesterday morning after the aircraft carrying him and four others made a crash landing, killing everyone on board. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has launched a probe to ascertain the cause of the mishap. Following the tragic incident, the Maharashtra government declared a three-day state mourning across the state yesterday. Ajit Pawar was the longest-serving deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, having held the post for six terms under different governments. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Election Commission has taken a firm stance on the transfer of officials engaged in the special intensive revision of the voter list in West Bengal. The Commission has asked Bengal government to withdraw transfer of three IAS officers deputed as the electoral roll observers for districts, as the transfer orders were issued without the poll panel's concurrence. The EC's stance is aimed at protecting other EROs from the state cadre to discharge their duties without fear. The poll body has appointed 12 IAS officers of Bengal cadre as electoral roll observers for 24 districts in the state, including Calcutta, on November 28th. But Bengal government transferred three of these officers. Prime Minister's flagship program for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects and instill a strong culture of accountability. Today in this special series, we take a look at Bembela Irrigation Project implemented under the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana.
The Bembela Irrigation Project represents a key irrigation initiative aimed at strengthening agricultural resilience in the Vidarbha region of Maharashtra. Sanctioned on 2nd April 2007 at an approved cost of over 2,685 crore rupees, the project is located in Yavatmal district and is centered on the Bembela River. Recognizing the importance of the project for regional water security and farmer livelihoods, the matter was taken up for review under the Pragati mechanism. It was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 25th October 2023, during which clear and outcome-oriented directions were issued to the concerned central ministries and the government of Maharashtra to resolve the pending issues in a coordinated and time-bound manner. Specific emphasis was laid on expediting land acquisition, completing balanced canal lining works, and addressing contractor-related impediments. As a result of this review, the project transitioned into an accelerated completion phase and was commissioned on 30th June 2025. The socio-economic impact of the Bemla Irrigation Project extends well beyond the creation of irrigation infrastructure. The experience of the Bemla Irrigation Project illustrates how Pragati functions as a governance accelerator, converting long-pending implementation challenges into time-bound action and ensuring that major public investments translate into tangible benefits on the ground. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saiya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasad launched the Aadhaar app in New Delhi on the occasion of Unique Identification Authority of India Day. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said that Aadhaar is one of India's strongest global examples of digital innovation and inclusive governance. He said that Aadhaar is now covering over 143 crore citizens and has shown the world, including developed nations, that India can deliver a secure, privacy-first digital identity system at unmatched scale. In men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Vishakhapatnam last night. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs with the help of Tim Seifert's 62 of 36 and Devon Conway's 44 of 23 balls. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs despite a quick 65 of 23 balls by Shivam Dubey and 39 of 30 balls by Rinku Singh. New Zealand skipper Mitchell Santner claimed 3 wickets. Despite the loss, India continued to hold an unassailable 3-1 lead in the five-match series. The fifth and the final match will be played on Sunday at the Greenfield Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cool wave with dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. It also predicted dense fog conditions over Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishit. News of the death of Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Ajit Pawar, in an air crash is carried prominently by all the leading dailies. Centre working with full sensitivity for all communities, says President Murmu in her address to the joint sitting of Parliament, is the top story in the Hindu. US admits India gains more access in EU FTA, writes the Pioneer. Supreme Court agrees to hear plea against UGC's caste regulation, reports the Tribune. INDIA block to target government over SIR issue, weakening MGNREGA in the budget session of Parliament, says the Asian Age. Government weighs raising defence FDI cap to 74% in budget push, according to the Statesman. A 7.8% December index of industrial production growth zooms to over 2-year high, says a report in the Economic Times. New rules to cut at least 90 days from drug development process, simplifying developing and testing new medicines in India, according to the Times of India. IMD says minimum temperature set to drop to 6 degrees Celsius as rains likely this weekend, reports the Hindustan Times. And finally, the Hindu in its editorial says the free trade agreement between India and EU is significant and India did well to negotiate a fair deal with the European Union. With that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor reaffirmed India's strength and valor of its armed forces. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to table Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament today. Beating Retreat ceremony marking culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. Last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar to be performed with full state honours at Baramati this morning. Election Commission asks West Bengal government to withdraw transfer of IAS officers engaged as electoral roll observers. And in men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 international at Vishakhapatnam. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.